This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
First home game of 2026, and I believe the first Sabres Live of this new year as well, but I don't know what day it is, and we haven't done a lot of shows, Marty, so I am still in a bit of a holiday fog. Welcome in. It is game night, Sabres and Canucks tonight.
I am still in the time of year where I don't know what day of the week, but I know the date. We are the 6th of January.
How do you
but
know
I
that?
Because
it says it on the game notes.
Because I knew that January 6th we had a game against the Vancouver Canucks at home, and also because, and this is maybe my little unexpected start to the show, Duffer. I want to say a big thank you to Mark. And you don't know Mark. I don't even know Mark. But my parents stopped by Buffalo on New Year's Day. You know, on their way
randomly?
Down to randomly. Listen to this, okay? On their way to Florida for the next 3-4 months, they stop by Buffalo, say hello, have dinner, whatever. On the 2nd, which was Friday, they continued on their drive. They stopped in Columbia, South Carolina, and they went to get some food. And when they got back to their car, wouldn't go. The car is stuck.
Oh, no.
They're in Columbia, South Carolina. So now through AAA, get their car towed on Saturday morning. I get on the phone with the people at Classic Lincoln of Columbia, and I'm talking to this guy, and I'm like, listen, I'm talking to you because my parents, they're French-Canadian, like they're on their way to Florida, and he goes, okay, well, let me take your number, and I'll call you back, and I give him 716, whatever, whatever. He goes, oh, a Buffalo number. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, are you from the area? He goes, yeah, my family's all from Western New York, whatnot. He goes, are you Marty Baron by any chance? I'm like, are you gotta be kidding me? The one guy I need the help from in Columbia, South Carolina is Mark. His family is from Buffalo, well, from Niagara Falls, Niagara, you know, Western New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fantastic. My parents are actually on their way to Florida right now mm-hmm. with a car that he's loaning them because it's going to take about a week to 10 days to get the work done. So
did Mark happen to catch your games when you played there?
He actually told my parents today he was a early 90s birth, and he was a huge Sabres fan mm-hmm. in those 2005, 6 years, and he was 14, 15 years old, whatever. But, yeah, so a little unexpected, like, work I had to do over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Mark. Like, that goes back to Bill's Mafia, Saberhood, Western New York,
yep.
knowing people everywhere. Unexpectedly, this guy took care of my parents, and it was fantastic.
Sabres have known the Canucks since the get-go in 1970 as
yes.
expansion cousins. Tonight, the teams meet, Buffalo coming off their first loss in the last 11 games. Vancouver is 5-3-2 since trading away Quinn mm-hmm. Hughes. We will have Later on in the show, Josh Norris, who will have a new line mate tonight in the form of Jason Zucker, very quickly, because no one really wants to talk about it. How do you move off of the last game for Buffalo in Columbus?
You put it in the garbage.
Easy.
That's easy.
Easy.
Yeah, well, because I think that this is the perfect way. Well, I don't want to call it wake-up call, but maybe lesson to learn, right?
Yeah.
Is what made you so good was, number one, your defensive structure. Mm-hmm. That is how you're going to win games. Two, your management of the puck, your relentless forecheck, your skating, all of that. You're going to score goals. That's fine. But it's all about how well defensively you play. So this was the perfect lesson. Look, they didn't defend well against Columbus. They didn't really have their game. Their execution was off. Mm-hmm. Put in the garbage, you move on. But you better show up against Vancouver at home and get it done.
Well, the frustrating part for me against Columbus was the fact that we referenced it but never ended up needing to discuss it in full. And that is Columbus's inability to close out games. And sure enough, the next day, they messed up a huge lead against Pittsburgh and lost in overtime. That was where my disappointment came. I get it. They won 10 in a row, so you have to manage your expectations a little bit. But Columbus had just blown one against New Jersey in their previous game. They've had a history. They have the worst third-period goal differential. Buffalo just didn't muster anything in the third, and that was the only frustration. There's a reality that we know you're not going to win every game. But based on Columbus's makeup this year, it was disappointing that they couldn't have just put them in a little bit of a tougher spot in the third period, and then to watch it all unfold and Pittsburgh continue their role miraculously the next day against Columbus, it was like, oh, boy, Columbus has still got a lot of things to work on, and yet the Eastern Conference standings, Marty, I mean, it's insane. But we'll get to that coming up.
But again, it proves the whole defend better, and you will put yourself in a position to always be able to come back in games a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Like giving a shorthanded breakaway, right, to Brendan Gaunce and Mathieu Olivier walking in after a bouncing puck. Like Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen said, I didn't love the third goal. That was a deflection in front of the net. Look.
Luukkonen tonight, by the way.
Yes, you're right. Lindy Ruff did mention that Colton Ellis will probably get in the next couple of games. And as they continue to kind of work and see where Alex Lyon is fitting day to day right now. So, but yeah, if you had defended a little bit better and we're down 2-1 or, you know, in the third, whatever, like that's different. I think you put yourself in a tough spot because you weren't able to really play that identity game of defending.
Sabres are home. They've had a really good record this year and, of course, over the last 12 months, really, on home ice. It's Pride Night tonight. I can't tell you how much I love the crest that has been designed for tonight's jersey. Like, the story about it, which is on our socials and on the website, and it'll be featured tonight in our pregame show. It is incredible what artist Adam Weekly has done with this, and really look forward to showcasing that more tonight. It's a terrific night on the calendar. It's Pride Night tonight. Hit up Sabres Social. Obviously, there's going to be Pride Night merch available in the store here if you're coming down to KeyBank Center tonight. And what everyone in attendance will see is a little bit different look for Buffalo than what we had seen over the previous 11 games. As Jason Zucker is finally back in, and that became the talking point yesterday.
The door opened for him.
Right, and the talking point from yesterday's practice became, what does this forward group look like with Zucker back in? And I ask you that same question. What do you make of Zucker coming in, essentially taking Östlund's spot on the Norris line with Noah, who's very happy that Team Sweden won the World Juniors.
Yes.
He's finding himself on the center on the fourth line. Most importantly here, though, Zucker returning.
So originally when I looked at the way that the lineup was with Krebs on top line with Thompson and Doan, I thought, well, that's probably where Zucker will return. Mm-hmm. But you win 10 in a row, and all your lines are kind of going, and I don't know that, like, Jarmo Kekalainen and Lindy Ruff have been saying to everybody, work hard, give us effort every night. And that's all we're asking of you. And I think one of the things that you know you're going to get from Peyton Krebs is that effort. Mm-hmm. I think they're just continuing to reward the effort. And, well, you've won 10 out of the last 11, so there's no need to change that. And I'm not saying that Noah Östlund isn't working hard. I think Noah was one of the brightest spots in the lineup playing with Norris and Tuck. But if you're going to switch things around, you're going to move Oslin back to the middle of the ice. Mm-hmm. So you put him on the fourth line. You insert Zucker on the wing. And now you kind of see where that goes. But I wouldn't be surprised if in game or next game or in two games, things could change around a little bit. I think this is an evaluation period for Lindy Ruff to see where Zucker is at, to see what his top six, top nine wants to look like. Mm-hmm. Maybe Zucker's biggest impact will be on the power play. We'll see how that is going to play out. But to me, that's the way the lines are right now. But I think there's still some flexibility in the lines.
I want to talk more about the power play coming up. But you just mentioned Lindy, so let's get his thoughts on the return of Zucker.
I think the little extra time helped him too. I mean, he came off an upper body and a lower body at the same time. And I think, I'm a little frustrated he wasn't put back in earlier, but I think the little extra time will help him too. And I think he can help us.
As a veteran, wouldn't he understand too, you guys were on a 10-game winning streak. I mean, you don't want to really mess with that too much too.
It's not so much, I'll say this about the winning part of it. It's just how well the individuals were playing, the reward for staying. There wasn't like you could look at and say, boy, this guy's struggling, you know. We were getting an effort from everybody that, you know, when we sit as coaches and, you know, even Yarmo sitting in some of our meetings and we're talking about lineup, you're talking about, well, does he deserve to come out? That's a great problem to have. You don't have that problem very often. If you want to base it on last game, we could probably have quite a few guys come out.
He expressed his frustration to you about that?
Yeah, for sure. I talked to him before that Dallas game, and he was anxious to get back in, which he should be. And any player that sits out shouldn't be happy. If he's happy, he's in the wrong business. So, as a veteran, put me in the lineup.
And especially since every game he had been out was a winning game, and that was building up.
You had to bring that up too, didn't you?
I'm sure he did.
No, he didn't. And he didn't bring any of that up. He wanted to play. He wanted to be back in the lineup. I respect that. I want him to be unhappy. I want him to be upset with not being in the lineup. That's a good place to be.
Zucker is back in tonight. Again, the expectation he'll play with Norris and Tuck and Oslin down to the fourth line while Dunn comes out. No changes expected on the blue line. Now.
You want to know when I knew it was time for me to retire?
Oh, I thought you were going to say when you knew you were in the wrong business.
Well, that I never know if I'm in the right or the wrong business. But when my last year, basically, was the half year of the lockout of 2012. Mm-hmm. So we had a 40-some game season and whatnot. And I remember John Tortorella coming over to me. He goes, Marty, I want to get you in a game, but I got to see how Hank is going to be feeling or whatever. Mm. And internally, I was like, I don't need to play. Just play Hank. Or we'd give up two quick goals on the bench, and I'd be looking over and kind of turning. Don't look at me. I don't want to go. Like, it's almost like you know you're done, right? And that's what Lindy says. If you are not wanting to play and okay with being out, you're in the wrong business. Yep. I realized then maybe I need to switch business at that point. But that's a good thing for Zucker to be a little anxious and upset that he wasn't back in the lineup early.
Well, anybody that has sports packages that they watch every single night, and for us it's NHL, and you see the same commercials and promos on loop in every break, this reminds me of what's looping right now, the FanDuel Network promo with Eric Hosmer as host, and Hosmer with all these you know, fellow players in the game, and there's a clip that they use every single time, and it's Tyler Glasnow talking about what it's like being like, it's like you're in this awful dream and you're standing out there and like you're the worst player in the game.
Oh yeah.
And Hosmer's like, that was me in the final 4 years of my career. And every time I laugh at it, because I can't imagine how challenging that is as an athlete, like when you just don't have it. So when you're sitting there saying, oh, I kind of shied away from wanting to get in the game, I understand that. It's the opposite tonight. Zucker wants to get in.
He wants to be in.
Wants to make a difference. Wants to continue to be the power play player that he's been for two straight years here on this Sabres team. My question to you in all of this, and again, Josh Norris is coming up. Can't wait to hear from him. It's Buffalo-Vancouver tonight. The power play until the last six games was ranked 14th in the NHL. So you're in the top half. You're at 20%,
you're okay,
which is fine. They've only dropped 2%, but they've dropped down to 22nd. Mm-hmm. So this was on the heels of being 24th last year, even though their percentage was higher than what it is right now.
Yeah.
It was 18.8 last year. It's 18% right now. Prior to that, they were 29th in 23-24. The last time that they were in the top 10 was 22-23, and we all know that season well. They finished 1 point out of a playoff spot.
But they were top two, top three for the first half of that season.
Right, but they still finished top 10.
Yes.
And why did they finish top 10? Because of Thompson
Page.
And Dahlin.
Yes.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So yes, we talk about Zucker being the leader last year and this year when it comes to power play goals. But if the power play is truly going to be a top power play in the NHL, does all of this discussion not come down to Tage Thompson becoming what he was in 22-23, which was he had 20 power play goals and 34 power play points. In the years since, he's had 16 points, 16 points, and 9 points on the power play. And this is not a blame thing. This is just when you look at good power plays.
Teams know how to play.
We just saw Dallas and all their power play. But that's the thing. Do you look at this as like Dahlin and Thompson have to be the game changers on the power play? Or can they just live with Zucker coming back and being maybe a little bit better than they've been?
I think that you're right about the Dahlin and Thompson impact, that they would need them to be the number one and number two producing players on the power play to get back to the top 10. But you're jumping a step.
Mm-hmm.
And that step is, okay, so in the last 11 games, since the start of the streak, the 10-game winning streak, and adding the loss to Columbus, the Sabres have 5 power play goals, right? 5 in 11 games. That's not a lot. Josh Doan has 2 of them. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Doan's in front of the net.
Yep.
And why is Zucker the number one goal scoring guy on the Sabres power play? Because he's around the front of the net. So to me, is the more dangerous you become around the front of the net, the more it's going to open Thompson and Dahlin to get like the collapsing coverage and those opportunities for them to do. So I think that if you want a top 10 power play, you need Tage to score probably 15 power play goals this, like, for the season, right? Mm-hmm. 20 is a lot, and you know, but if he scores 15 and has 45 goals, that would be a pretty good ratio, power play goals to even strength goals. And Dahlin to do the same. But that's never going to happen until you get more from the front of the net. And I think Tuck should be in that picture too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alex Tuck should be a guy that power play, front of the net, deflection, rebounds, like that big body. And we've not seen that as much. Doan has been producing a little bit of late, mm-hmm. and Zucker will help, and then maybe that opens up Thompson and Daly.
You know what the Sabres' record is for power play points in a season by a player?
That has to be LaFontaine.
It is LaFontaine. Seventh best ever. He had 63 power play points. And of course,
how
it
many
was
goals
the 90.
That, that
he had 20.
Okay.
It was the 92. But do you know what the NHL record is?
It has to be Wayne.
No, Wayne's nowhere to be
Mario?
Found.
Mario?
Mario is the greatest power play player in NHL history. He had 80 power play points 1 year. And
Didn't Jamie Benn win the league championship with 85 yes. points 1 year?
Mario's best power play years, 80, 79, 79, McDavid at 71, Mario at 66, Coffey at 64, LaFontaine at 63. Those are the seven best power play points.
Maybe there was a point to Mario wanting fresh ice yes. that night. He knows what the power play needs.
Okay, so sure. standings-wise, you look at where Buffalo is tonight. They're 46 points. They've yes. sat here and watched a lot of teams move around. Last mm-hmm. night, Washington won. They jumped into three in the Metro. So the wild card teams that Buffalo's chasing as of today, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, the 3 points back of both. The Panthers are wedged in there at 47. Looks like they're going to get Matthew Tkachuk back. So that's a big story around the NHL. It's crazy. And if you think the East is bunched up, just look at the Pacific Division.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's mind-blowing, and it's exciting, and that's why every game means so much, and we can't wait to see.
You cannot get into a playoff spot tonight. Like, if you're the Sabres, you can't get yourself back in the playoff spot. But you do have six of the next seven
yes.
at home,
yep.
so that is a big opportunity.
And then five straight on the road. Like, what a month. This month is so absolutely crazy. Now, as far as our anytime goal scorers for tonight. No. Twitter poll. Mind you.
Twitter poll.
The opponent tonight.
Yes, the Vancouver Canucks.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres expansion cousins,
yes.
as we like to put it.
The poll question pertains to their jerseys, not
yes.
the ones they're wearing now.
No.
But the ones they've had in their history. And which one is your favorite?
They've had a lot.
They have. And I think we have, too. We just sometimes forget about it.
Yeah,
but
we did.
The leader right now is the Flying Skate, which
the Flying
is no surprise.
Which is my pick, I think.
And we have illustrations, basically.
On the MSG side, I'm telling you, this looks good. So A is the original Vancouver, the rectangle with the hockey stick mm-hmm. through the blue and green colors.
Yes.
Then B is the V. First of all, I love that they were wearing yellow at home back then.
Just like the Kings.
Just like the Kings.
Amazing.
They wore yellow at home, just like the Swedes in the Olympic competition. They don't have a white jersey. But the V-neck, like that, you remember those Richard Brodeur days, playing for the Vancouver Canucks.
King Richard.
King Richard. Then C is the Kirk McLean, Pavel Bure time. And then D is a little bit more of the Sedin and Roberto Luongo time. So anyway, A, B, C, or D, you can go on social media, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and vote on your favorite one for the Vancouver Canucks uniforms.
Which Sabre is going to be an anytime goal scorer against whatever Canucks jersey is being worn by the road team tonight?
Well, who are you picking? Because that may change my view on it.
Jason Zucker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are picking always the
and
one that comes back.
I was trying to avoid the names that we have been picking with great regularity.
Yes.
And notice that Zucker has nice career numbers against Vancouver with 8 tallies against them. So it was pretty easy for me to go in this direction.
I'm going to pick Josh Doan. And the reason why I'm going to pick Josh Doan is, did you know, this is a great question and a great trivia, he is second on the Sabres in goals right now with 12. Tage Thompson has 20.
Mm-hmm.
Tuck does have 12 as well. But I'm going to go with Josh Doan. I think at plus 270, that's a good little return for a anytime goal scorer, Josh Doan.
Congratulations. Tonight. You had one very recently. Last game against Columbus, your anytime goal scorer.
Yes, that did.
So the standings are getting tight between the two of us, the boat of us.
Well, you've made more money, I think, than me because you've picked a little bit greater
odds. You
think
we can get new headshots for this graphic at some point this year, or should we just stick with that old?
I think we should ask AI to make some.
No, I'd rather not
looks.
Actually.
I tried to get AI to do a nice picture of something yesterday, and it told me it couldn't
Now, hang on. Is that picture of me, or is it actually Andre Benoit, who's celebrating a birthday today?
No, that is you. That is absolutely you. Yes.
That was one of our favorite in-arena moments in years gone by.
Yeah.
Okay. five-game schedule.
You know, you can get into this rank as a former player anytime you want.
Me?
Yeah, Andre Benoit.
Andre Benoit. I should try that someday. He's 42 today. We'll do more birthdays a little bit later on.
Okay, good.
Five games.
So I'm picking Doan, and you're picking Jason Zucker. Okay,
I am.
That's good.
Here's what we're looking at coming up. The one road game in the next couple of weeks happens on Thursday as Buffalo will take on the New York Rangers.
Yes.
Tough news for them with Shesterkin last night.
Yeah, lower body, left leg, and it looked like nothing at first, and then boom, he's out.
And then five straight home games after that. The Ducks, the Panthers, the Flyers, the Canadiens, the Wild. It is
back-to-back at home,
Flyers-Canadiens.
The Canadiens on Thursday, the 15th, is our big 05-06 celebration.
Yeah, and we want you here, so like, find the matchup that works best for you. Build out your five-game pack today. You can get savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Just go to sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. So, honestly, this is such an incredible stretch of home games coming up after the Thursday tilt. Marty, I don't know what we're going to get from the Ducks on Saturday. They are a team that has just gone over a cliff. They can't get any saves. They're in a stretch of 4 of 6 on the road this week that culminates with the fourth being in Buffalo on Saturday.
Yep.
And you talk about desperate times? They brought in Dostal for third period mop-up last night because Mrazek couldn't make any saves.
Yeah, no, that wasn't good for Peter Mrazek yesterday. And since the injury to Dostal and Mrazek, like about a month and a half ago, the Anaheim Ducks have not looked the same. Mm-hmm. At first, they got good goaltending out of Ville Husso.
Yeah.
But then Dostal came back, has not worked well. Mrazek was not looking good. I mean, you got a hat trick from, you know, Jordiff, who's like, Jordiff.
You're mixing the first name and the last.
Justin Sordiff.
Now, Justin Sordiff is your like amazing story from last night.
Yeah.
He had a hat trick in a span of 11 minutes for the Capitals in their lopsided win. Not lopsided, they had a couple empty netters, so they beat the Ducks 7-4.
Yeah.
Sordiff has 9 points in his last 4 games. He trails only Nikita Kucherov for being the hottest player in this stretch. Marty, this trade that happened the day before the draft this year might go down as one of the craziest ever in Capitals franchise history if this keeps up. They plucked sort of from the Panthers for a second in 26
and a sixth
in 27.
Yeah.
He was a decent AHL player, was a good junior with Vancouver and
Edmonton.
But you
paid a second and a sixth for him.
Well, to me, that's nothing. But you were also, nobody knew what you were getting seemingly, and like sort of, this all started on New Year's Eve, and then last night, the hat trick on a line with Ryan Leonard and Connor McMichael. They were dominant last night, and I mean, I love stories like this. The Capitals had a whole lot of players break through last year for them. Now they've added one more to the mix, and sort of.
Yeah, and Ovi did score, and he celebrated with his kid. His son was right on the glass.
He scored two.
Well, the one that not the empty netter, the wrist shot from his office. So, you know, he shoots, he celebrates, he turns around, spots his son on the glass, first row, right off the side there, gives him a tap in the glass, and then good. But so the NHL put out a tweet last night. Players who have recorded a hat trick in 2026. Mm-hmm. You would think, okay, these are the best goal scorers that are good. Okay, so you had Justin Sordiff, Tyler Bertuzzi the other night, Pavel Regenda, Darren Radish, who's been unbelievable in Tampa, Mika Zibanejad, Austin Matthews, and Dylan Gunter. Those are the 7 hat tricks so far this year. These would not be in my bingo card, a lot of them, if I had to say, oh, these are hat tricks for a whole season, let alone in the last 6 days.
Congrats to Sweden on winning the World Juniors. Congrats to Sabre prospect Radim Mertka for winning silver for Czechia. And with that, obviously, an incredible tournament for nations that I think will potentially make a lot more noise in the upcoming Olympics than, you know, what people focus on here, which is Canada and the U.S. But it's amazing. Sweden has just taken so long to scale the mountain again at the World
Juniors.
They've
always been so good, but could never win that next game.
Well, we obviously are looking forward to tonight here, Sabres and Canucks, and we also want you to get your tickets for the Badges and Bravery 50-50 raffle. It is presented by Northtown Automotive. You could win a guaranteed $10,000 jackpot while supporting,
obviously a really great cause. Proceeds benefiting the Buffalo Police and Firefighter Arno Memorial Foundation. The drawing is February 1st. You can get your tickets now at sabres.com/5050. Josh Norris of the Sabres joins us next on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.